Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. We tell your embarrassing stories. You tell your embarrassing stories. We're here to laugh with you, cry with you, cringe with you, all the embarrassing things. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate. Let's turn Beat Red.
How
was your week, Katie?
Katie.
I said it first and I said it. Okay. She's holding up a finger in a splint. What happened?
Which you cannot see.
There is the biggest splint I've ever
seen.
It's
massive.
That's what it's called, right?
This is what they had at CVS, okay?
Because I didn't. Were you playing basketball?
I was playing some basketball and I just got jammed. No, honestly, I really don't know what happened. I'm going to be clear.
What?
It was embarrassing, but I had to take a Zoom call yesterday. And so, as you can see, I got this really cool new phone case.
It's really cool.
It's also extremely heavy and no longer easily fits in my tripod. Like, it's too wide for the tripod.
Oh, my God.
So I put the phone in the tripod and I was like about to have the Zoom call and it fell out and I tried to catch it. And so my finger jammed on my phone.
That's like
I know.
A freak
it's
accident.
So stupid. It's like the
That's
biggest freak accident. It's like bruised and swollen.
Did you have to go get that splint?
No, I just got this from CVS.
Oh, you said that. That's right.
CVS sponsor us, okay?
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah. So I literally just dropped the phone on my finger. That's what happened. It's really stupid. And I didn't break it, thankfully, but I stressed
That's
it out. It is bruised and swollen and disgusting. So
that's like a neck break. For a turtleneck,
yeah,
you know, for like,
yeah,
you couldn't, your turtleneck was too tight.
Yeah, yeah.
So wear a
it's
neck brace.
Really dumb, and I have this big dumb thing on my finger.
I think
now.
It looks cool. I
oh,
do.
Yeah?
I think.
Yeah. Everybody's gonna start wearing these. Like, just mark my words. I'm starting a trend. This is so cool to have one chrome finger. It looks great.
People are going to start wearing them on every finger.
Yeah, a chrome foam finger. This does look cool, I got to say.
It does. It looks like a sweet metallic nail.
And it's on my ring finger. So this is, I proposed
Ooh,
to myself
statement.
With this. Yeah.
Like sometimes marriages get jammed.
Right? So yeah, good times. That's what happened. How was
times.
Your week? How was your
I
week?
I mean, come on. I don't know. I don't even know. How was it? It was good. I'm trying to think of thank God for comedians. Because
yeah.
I listened to a Bill Burr interview with Conan O'Brien today, and I laughed my ass
I have
off.
Have to listen
and
to that.
It's so good. So just thank you, comedians. All comedians out there, thank you for making people laugh. You are phenomenal.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I'm applauding you, and I know that a lot of other people are too. That's my week.
That's my week. Okay, so we have a caller, and this is actually pretty cool because I just met her on my work trip to New York.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I love that.
She's such a lovely and talented person. Her handle is at, it looks like Ivy Liss, Ivylis, but her name is pronounced Evilise.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that such a cool name?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So she is on TikTok and she's on Instagram. Go give her a follow. She's a very talented lifestyle and fitness influencer. Her page is so motivating.
Oh, I can't
yeah.
Wait
so she's. I don't even know what the story is. So we're both hearing it for the first time, which is exciting. Yeah.
Ooh.
Cold turkey, okay. Gonna hear it and
this
see what's up.
We're
so,
on the same side.
We're on the same side.
Oh, I love it.
Let's hear her story.
Hello,
Evilise. You're on with Katie and Mary Kate of the Beat Red Podcast.
Hi.
Hey, I'm so happy to be here.
Yay. Woo! We're so excited to talk to you. And I actually love that for once, I don't know what your story is either, because usually whoever we're talking to, we vetted and heard it. And I'm just really excited that I get to hear it first time, too, with Mary Kate.
Great.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
You get to hear it first time here on Beat Red.
That's right.
And yeah. I'm so excited to tell it. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Thanks for
you just wanted me to want me to go right into it?
Yeah, get into it whenever you're ready.
Okay, yeah. Okay, well, I have a lot of embarrassing stories, but
we'll take them all.
That
right.
One that comes to mind off the top of my head is, just let me set the scene, okay? I'm 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I am in the military, and it's like my first time out of my parents' house, you know? I'm like, I'm free, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a guy asked me on a date. He was in school at the same time, and he kept asking me to go out, and I was like, oh, the vibe, I don't really know the vibe or whatever. Finally, I'm like, you know what? I'm hungry. I could use a free dinner. Let me go on a date with this guy.
I love this.
You know what I mean?
So, whatever works. I love it.
And let me just tell you this, hindsight's 20/20. Okay, the vibes were off, girl, because you're 18, he's 28 years old.
Ooh.
That's why the vibes were off.
Sketch,
okay?
Sketch. Yeah, super sketch already.
Yeah.
If he sent you food back before you were done with it, then that's going to infuriate me.
Yeah, I don't know. So this is like a testament to like how Mother Nature will actually get you out of situations you need to get out of. We go on a date to this sushi restaurant, and you know, it's whatever, it's mediocre. We're having a conversation. It's not really vibing too bad, but it's also not a terrible date. So all of a sudden, like 30 minutes in, like we got our sushi at this point, we're eating. I feel like I got punched in the gut. Like I had never felt like this before. Like somebody literally punched me in the gut.
Oh my God.
And then what? I feel something wet between my legs. And I'm like, I just started my period. And I'm like, oh shit. Like, and I had never felt a period flow like this heavy. So I'm like looking, I'm staring at this guy and I visibly like made a face when it felt like I got punched in the gut. And he kind of looks at me and I'm like, oh, it's nothing. You know, I'm just enjoying the sushi or whatever. So in my head, so like, I just want you to imagine like he's rambling on and on talking about himself. And in my head, I'm thinking of ways of like, how can I like not tell this man I just started my period? Because I forgot to mention that when I decided to go on this date, I don't know what was going on in my 18-year-old brain, but she wanted to wear a skin-tight white dress.
No. Are you kidding
no,
me?
No, 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 no.
You
worst case.
White.
That's so terrible.
Red.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Worst case scenario.
Let me just mention, I had a worst case, like literally the absolute worst thing. And I had never worn this dress before. Like, I didn't really even like the dress. So I'm wearing like skimpy panties in this tight dress. Like, literally, I have no armor right now, y'all. I'm sitting in the sushi restaurant.
Oh,
I have
my God.
No armor. So I
That's
get
terrifying.
This gut punch. Yeah, I get this gut punch, this wetness between my leg, which ends up being period blood. And I'm wearing a skin tight white dress. So it's like, it's on my legs, it's on the dress, it's on the freaking booth.
No.
It's on the polyester booth,
oh
y'all.
Oh my
no,
God.
No, no, no.
So this guy's like, blah, blah, blah. I'm so great talking about himself. And I'm thinking like, what can I do? I look at the bathroom and I'm like, where's the bathroom? He's literally right in front of it. So I have to get up and walk past him for him to see this. So I'm like, okay, no, can't do that. And then I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is so stupid. I'm like, maybe I can like clean it up, like low key. So I grab, he's talking about himself.
I'm sweating
I
for you.
I'm just like, yeah, this, my armpits are drenched.
I grab this freaking like towel, you know, like the cloth napkin. I grab it and slide it off real cool. Like, and I kind of do like a cheek lift, you know,
because
I'm like, maybe I can just like clean this up. Literally doesn't even make sense because it's red, girlfriend. Like, you're not getting off.
Is it a white
napkin? And
he's,
like, looking at me.
Is it a white?
No, no, no. It was a white cloth napkin.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I mean. It's a white cloth. Oh, no. Because I'm like, at least maybe if it was black, you could, like,
get... You have to get rid of the napkin, too. It's like, hide all the evidence.
No, like, this is actually the worst case scenario in every single instance of this story. So I grab this white napkin, lift, do a cheek lift, wipe. Guess what? Now the napkin's red and you didn't do anything. So the guy's across from me, he's like, hey, you okay? Or like, what's going on? And I'm like scared. Like, I'm 18. Like, this, I'm not like comfortable with myself. And he's like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, okay. I just started my period and like, I think I bled through. And you know what? Maybe it was a good thing that this was like a 28-year-old man that I was on a date with, because he was so mature about it. Shout out to that weirdo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
shout out
he
to
might
that
have been
douche.
Weird for going on a date with 8-year-old me, but you know what? He handled it great, as a 28-year-old should.
What?
So he's like, okay. He's like, okay, yeah, no, 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 it's fine, it's fine. Like, I have some scrubs in my car. And I'm like, okay, cool. Meanwhile,
scrubs.
This is a 6'6" man. So he's sitting, I'm thinking of him, I'm like,
what?
I'm 5'4". I'm like, I'm literally about to be dragging on feet with these scrubs, but like, I have no other option. Why does he walk back inside with scrubs, with medium women's scrubs?
Oh.
Why do you have these medium women's scrubs?
Is he
scrubs?
Murdered?
Okay, like, what? Yeah,
an
like,
hour
seriously,
before
no,
he picked
seriously.
You up.
In my head,
or they're
I'm
like his wife, his wife's, right?
Yeah. So in my
I'd be like,
in
I'm not wearing those. I'm not wearing those.
Yeah, so he comes up with these scrubs. They fit me perfectly. I'm like, this is weird. And then we just end up leaving. Like, the day kind of trickled. We got the check. And I'm like, I just want to be at home with, like, my Netflix and ice cream. Like, I don't even, like, feel like that dude.
So you didn't even go to the bathroom?
No, I couldn't. I couldn't get up. Like,
so you
I
just, like, put
up,
the scrubs on at
like,
the booth and then
over
just
the dress?
Walked out?
Absolutely.
I love that.
Over
That's
the dress.
Great. That's great.
And the dress, like, ended up being, like, tucked into the scrubs. So there's, like, this weird, like, front pouch. You know what I mean? Like, in the, like,
yes,
where the
yes.
dress was bunched up.
Yes.
So,
oh my God.
I start my period in front of this guy, and then he brings me out these scrubs that are my size. I'm like, that's weird, but I have bigger fish to fry right now. Like, I really don't give a shit.
You're like, I gotta get out of here. Yeah.
Yeah. So we get out of there, and we're staying on a military base. So, like, you live in the dorms with everybody that you go to school with. So I walk into the dorm with my dress on and pants, and everybody knew I left with no pants. They're like, right. You know, either they just did the deed, or, you know, what happened? And it wasn't the deed. And I want everybody to know it wasn't the deed.
Right.
I'm like, I actually need to tell all of you right now, like, I just started my period. Like, I have to fess up. So I ended up having to tell the guy I'm on a date with, and then, like, my peers, because I'm like, I don't want you guys to think that I just, like, slept with this literal man. Like, I just need to. So I had to fess up to, like, literally, like, 50 people. Everybody knew I was on my period, and it was the worst case scenario.
Terrible.
And then, I go upstairs, and I'm like, you know what? Let me just look this guy up on Facebook. And for everybody listening, you need to do that before you go on a date.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Why did I not do that? Why did I not do any homework? I go look him up on Facebook. Why is his fiance a nurse?
Why is his fiance is a nurse? That's exactly whose pants she had on.
God,
yeah. That was my first thought was, oh, those are his wives. His wives, yeah.
So,
and
I'm
his,
like,
fiance is in the pictures of him and, like, all that stuff? Like,
in the pictures. Girl,
that's bold.
Like, that is, like,
that is
pretty
bold.
Much like a joint
bold.
Facebook account. Like, they're on each other's stuff, like, everywhere, plastered, saturated. Yeah, that
you
is so bold.
Have blown up his life.
Was he in the military too?
Yes.
So that is a tight knit circle there. That is very stupid.
Yeah.
Like, come on, buddy. Like, what are you doing?
So stupid. And yeah, like, I'm looking at it, I'm like, I'm literally wearing the scrub pants of his fiance right now. So, like,
with your period.
With my period. Like, girl, you don't want these back.
Oh my God. She's not getting those back.
Yeah.
And, like, scrub pants are expensive. Like, I'm sure she was, like, she probably looked for these. Like,
she's like, where are my scrubs? What do they look like? What color were they?
Talk about, though, like,
they
throwing someone off the scent. Like,
oh, so that's even worse. You're wearing brown pants with the white dress. It just doesn't even go.
Yeah.
No, doesn't go at all. And the white dress is, like, white and blue.
That's
so it's like
funny.
It doesn't vibe.
Yeah.
Right.
And so the whole time he had a fiance, and I was just like, this is actually crazy. Like, not only did I start my period, I had to tell him, had to tell my coworker peers, and I'm now laying in, like, contraband. Like, I have contraband on. Like,
contraband.
Did you end up calling him on it? Or did you just never talk to him
again? No, I never talked to him again.
Did he try to
and,
talk
like,
to you?
Did he reach out?
No. Well, he like reached out, like texted me like, hey, are you good? Are you okay? And I didn't even like text back. Like, I
good.
Just didn't. First, because y'all, let's remember, I just wanted something to eat. Like,
that's right. That's right.
I just wanted some sushi.
You didn't eat. Oh,
right.
God.
So yeah, it was a terrible experience, but at the same time, like, it was so embarrassing. I'm not even gonna lie. It was so embarrassing.
No,
but,
that's horrifying.
Well,
it really is with someone you don't even know.
Had I not got my period.
Yep.
I would have known he had a fiance as soon. Like,
right. You would have, like, maybe gone home together.
You
know,
you were like, wait a minute. Like,
no,
why do you have these
no.
women's pants? Like, that, that would be my first thought. I'd be like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
You definitely have somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like so naive.
Insane.
I would just like, think that he just bought the wrong size of the store. Like, I literally am so naive.
God.
I think everyone is like acting on their best behavior. And I get like burned a million times a day because
that's pretty cool though.
Like,
yeah. That's mother nature.
At a scrub store.
You know what?
Yeah.
He works at a scrub store. We were talking like, we always talk about how sometimes embarrassing stories like save you.
Yeah.
You know,
they
and
get
this
you
is
out
one
of
those
something.
Stories.
It did. It saved you.
It
saved you from
it
that creepo.
It really did. It really did save me from who knows what.
Well,
literally, who knows what.
This is off the point, but did you say you had already eaten the sushi before you got your period? Did you get that meal?
Yes.
Okay, good.
But she said it was pretty mediocre. It was mid, which sucks.
God,
like, yeah.
It was mid.
Oh,
yeah,
bummer.
But it is, you know, it's free. So,
exactly.
You know,
at least it was
free. Free sushi can't be that bad.
True.
Right.
So.
At least you got that free sushi. That story
no, literally,
is so good.
That's a great story.
Thank you so much, Ivelisse, for sharing that. And I gave everyone your handles too. Go follow her. She's amazing. She's so motivational and inspirational.
I can't wait to see
Yay. Oh, Katie, yeah. You're awesome. And I'm just, thank you guys so much for having me on. I could talk to you guys all day.
I know. But, seriously, yeah. Tell us another story another time for sure.
Yeah, we'll
take
week?
You up on that. Like 100%.
You got it. Well, thank you guys so much. Hope you have a really good day.
Yay, thank you. You
thank
too.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.
She's the best.
So good. She's so cute.
Isn't she so cute?
She's so
that's
nice.
Such a great story.
That's a great story.
That's, yeah. I mean, that's worst case scenario. Tight white dress, nowhere to go, blood through the seat.
You can't, you don't so have a jacket maybe to wrap around.
Nothing.
Oh God. And then like fiance's scrubs on top of it. Terrible.
Yeah.
Awful.
At least she found out early.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
Got that free meal and got out.
Yeah.
That was the plan. So
and
it worked
if
out.
If his fiance listens to this, maybe she'll find out too.
Now you know where those scrubs went. Those brown scrubs that you're
found
missing.
Them.
Now you know where they went.
Why are we like being so rude to her? Like, we're sorry.
It's not her fault. Yeah. It's not her poor fault. Thing.
Okay, well, the emails are flowing in, and I'm so excited, you know, this time. So I just wanted to read this one that I found.
Okay, okay, let's hear it.
This is from Kathy in Hollywood, and she writes, in my early 20s, I had this cool neighbor in my apartment complex in Hollywood. All I knew was that he was an actor, and he always wore really cool hats and seemed to float in and out of my world as I saw him around the complex. He was kind. I saw him helping an old man that lived in our neighborhood into his daughter's car. He was brave. He chased a man off who was basically set up for bed for the night on his doorstep. He was sexy. Beautiful women occasionally left his apartment on early mornings.
He was a hoe.
He was always petting his dog and giving her treats. Needless to say, I developed a very big crush on him from afar. One day.
She's just stalking it up. She's like got her little. She's like, got her little. What are
telescope?
They called? No, not telescope.
Kaleidoscope.
No, the two of them.
A little.
I can't think.
Goggles. Binoculars.
No. Goggles.
Swimming goggles.
Why can't I think of binoculars?
She's binoculars.
Yes, she's got her binoculars out her window every day. Like, she's like, what's he doing
bathroom?
Now?
What's his bathroom window?
What's he doing now?
One day, luck put me directly in his path as he walked from his vintage 67 Mustang convertible
was
towards
it luck
his apartment.
Or was it your stalking?
Or was it, did you see him pull up and you ran out? Probably the latter. I was potting a cactus I thought would look both ironic and elegant on my porch step. He slowed down and watched me for a minute and then said coolly, "That's beautiful. Don't get pricked." My heart stopped. I asked him what he was doing, and he said, "I'm going to watch a show I just filmed last week." Then he paused, and I'm not kidding. He said, "When you're done with your plant, you should come over and watch it with me."
Ooh.
Hello. Me and my rock hard nipples told him I'd be right
That's
over.
Hilarious. You could be my sixth rotation of the week, girl. Get on
it's
in
like,
here.
I can't wait to get, I can't wait to encourage you to be a sex addict. Okay, she writes, after way too much time trying to look like I'd put no effort into my appearance, I knocked on his door. He welcomed me into a dimly lit, beautiful mid-century modern apartment, and I just sank into his beat-up old leather couch. He handed me a whiskey, and I said, "So, what are we watching?" He flipped on the TV and said, "Wipeout." Record scratch. Wait, what? I looked at the TV, and sure enough, the beginning of the reality show Wipeout began. If you don't know Wipeout, it was
yeah,
a show.
Yeah, what's Wipeout? I don't remember that.
You don't
is it a
know
dating
Wipeout?
Show?
They made a video game out of it, girl.
Oh, really? No, I don't know Wipeout.
It is a gauntlet show where, like, they make their contestants do the craziest stuff. You have to, like, there's one board.
Is
where,
it like Double Dare where they have to, like.
Yes, but it's brutal. Like, there's water under that you land in. Obviously, there's water. But
oh, is that the one where they like jump across things and get hit
yes.
with like foam and everything?
Like you're trying
okay.
to scamper across something, but there's
yeah.
things punching.
Yes,
and you get
yes,
punched
yes,
in the
yes,
face
yes.
and fall. That's
it's kind
the
of
show.
Like what was the other one? American Ninja, wasn't that what it was called?
American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah,
that's like an awesome show.
But Wipeout's like
Wipeout is
not
brutal. I mean, you can play a video game of it, and that you're trying to get to the thing. But all I remember about Wipeout is that the big red balls. But this
oh
is,
yeah.
So
okay, it's coming back to me.
It was on in 2008. It's a show where every contestant basically gets hit, flung, or punched very hard as they compete to stay on these deadly obstacle courses.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay.
He filmed a role on Wipeout. I was
wait,
silent.
So he's like, we're watching my show
yeah,
and it's him competing
show.
On
and
Wipeout?
It's him on Wipeout. That sucks. It's not really an embarrassing story for her. It's like more of an embarrassing story for him. But
yeah.
I was silent as he fast-forwarded to his part. in his segment, he was in goofy shorts trying to bounce from one big red ball to the next without falling in the water. I'm not joking. After he jumped from the platform to the first one, it was a nail-biting, excruciating moment to witness. He bounced and was flung so high in the air, his legs were higher than his head in an airborne, like, back bend that made it look like his back had snapped.
Oh, my God.
He then came down hard on his head, his body twisted in a way that I thought his neck cracked, and then he flopped like a turd into the water. Okay, first of all,
had he seen this already? Was he impressed by it? Was he like, check out me? Check out my flexible body. Yeah, he knew that it happened. Like, you didn't win. Like, why are you
just like,
you know, you didn't win. Like, if you want to be like, oh, come like watch me on this like gladiator show, where like American Ninja Warrior, where you like go through and you like kick everyone's ass and you get to the end and you're victorious. But if you know you like flopped like a ragdoll into the water off this ball, yeah, that's not like, hey, babe, come watch this with me. Look how hot I look.
You are basically, you know, you're expendable. There's nothing that happened. You just got like disqualified immediately. Do you know what I mean? And I don't know why he would do that. I don't know why.
See my 5 second claim to fame, babe.
Yeah, that's Hollywood, though. I feel like that is a lot of people in Hollywood. They're like, yeah, I just was on the set. Oh, cool. What were you doing? I was in Wipeout. I wiped out big time.
That's pretty
and then
funny.
They like probably like made fun of him. They always make fun of like contestants once they fall in the water, like. And they like float to the top dead. And they're like, that guy, did you see his back? Let's slow-mo it. I remember that about the show. They like slow-moed the terrible like moments. Anyway, she was like, she says, nothing made sense. I couldn't watch anymore. So I told him I needed to go and never returned. Hollywood is weird.
She got turned off right then.
But I just love how
he wiped out a chance of them dating.
He wiped out any chance he had with her.
He wiped out getting lucky that night. Should have never shown her. Should have never shown her.
Also, yeah, her crush is crushed.
Yeah.
You know,
he crushed that crush. But it is, yeah, when you see somebody like, yes, somebody who's super like cheesy Hollywood, like thinks they're, you know,
the shit. And then they're on Wipeout. Well, can you imagine, like, you're sitting there and you're like with your crush, like, oh my God, we're going to make out. And then he turns on a reality show where he just gets like thrown around and like looks terrible and falls in the water.
Yeah, I got to go.
You gotta get out of there.
And I got to go. Okay. So this next story asked to remain anonymous. So, you know, it's a good one.
Ooh.
Okay. Here we go. My boyfriend and I had only been dating about 3 months. He wanted to cook me a romantic meal and made me a Mexican dinner from scratch. He was dicing jalapenos, putting together a whole beautiful spread.
Love that.
I was impressed and turned on. And in the heat of the moment, while he's cooking, we started making out.
Yes.
Then one thing led to another. Again, we've only been dating for like 3 months at this point. I don't even think we had slept together yet. So he's putting his hands down my pants and we're getting hot and heavy. And all of a sudden, I feel a burning sensation in my vagina.
What? Oh, no, no, no,
I'm
no,
thinking,
no.
Why is my vagina burning? I don't want to stop him and say, wait a minute, my vagina's burning. What's happening here?
My God.
I wasn't putting two and two together until the burn was so intense that I had to stop him. I was like, why is my vagina on fire? I don't know why.
Ghost pepper and like fingered her.
He then says, oh my gosh, it must be the jalapeno oil all over my fingers. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God, no.
Ow, that sounds so painful. That sounds so painful.
That's awful.
So I ran to the bathroom and I started scrubbing my privates with a loofah and soap in the shower. He's at the sink scrubbing his hands saying, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, he sounds like a cutie pie.
It was wild. Because it was so new is why it was so embarrassing. But we kept dating and now have been married for over 10 years.
Yeah.
We still laugh about it to this day, and we even have a jalapeno ornament for our Christmas tree that we bought that year to remind us of our ridiculous story. Isn't that
That's
cute?
That's such a good story.
I
love that so much.
It's so cute. I was like, I love like that something that was so embarrassing because it's so new, and then you like just fall madly in love and keep dating and you get married and you have a jalapeno tree ornament. It's like it's so cute. Adorable.
I love it.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. Aww. True love. Okay, so this one is from Eddie in WeHo. Again, thanks so much for the emails.
Yo, Eddie.
Eddie.
What up?
All right, Eddie in WeHo writes, all truths be told, I was neither old enough nor mature enough to be a teacher at 23. I joined a teacher prep program right out of college because I wanted to make money and I thought it would be easy. I'd just talk to kids about history, come up with some essay topics, give a test, then have some summers off. Unfortunately, it was a lot more work than I expected, and the realities of being a suburban-raised kid teaching in the inner city caught up with me. The days were long and I constantly felt like I had no idea what I was doing. So when the school day ended, I would often make a trip to the bar and have a couple of drinks with whatever friend was around that evening. In retrospect, all that drinking probably didn't make my work days any easier. No, probably did not. One night, I met up with a group of friends. It had been a particularly rough week after a fight broke out in my class on Thursday, and I spent all of my free time that day in administrative meetings. So I just cut loose. Cocktails, shots, a toot of cocaine.
A toot.
A toot. Just we a little, like toots.
Just a toot. Just a little a toot.
And maybe farted. I don't know. I just wanted to forget my worries and live like I was in college all over again. We went dancing in WeHo, drank more, and finally I ended up falling asleep on a friend's couch.
Well, he's a baby. He's like 23, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't make the best decisions at that age.
No. And you have a huge job that you're, you know, a lot of responsibility, it sounds like. My alarm went off the next morning very early, 7 a.m., and in a panic, I jumped in my friend's shower and threw on my clothes from the day before. Luckily, I hadn't gone home to change before the previous night's bender. God, I was so hungover. I pulled up to the school gates with about 8 minutes to spare, and the gates were shut. I couldn't figure out what was going on. Maybe an earthquake drill? So I got out my phone, and I called the school's office manager, and after 6 or 7 rings, he picks up. "Hello?" he says groggily. "Hey, I'm at school and the gates are closed," I said in a panic. "Yeah, of course they're closed. It's fucking Saturday." So can you imagine? So that's it, basically.
You forgot what day it was.
That's embarrassing because, I mean, that says it all, right?
Yeah.
I wonder what happened. Like, maybe he got fired.
Hopefully.
What are you doing? You woke me up. It's a Saturday? What's wrong with you?
You know?
But at least he didn't have to see him come in and, like, smell like booze and
wearing the shirt from the day before that he already had on. Whole outfit.
That would have been a bad thing.
Yeah, hopefully that person didn't say anything and he got away with it.
Yes.
Till toot another day.
He tooted another day.
Okay. This next story, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her name right. It's Mahlon, M-A-H-L-O-N. I think that's Mahlon, right? And she writes, "This was about 10 years ago. I was 23 years old. I had just finished my student teaching internship, which means I was working full time at a middle school for no money." This is another one, 23 years old and teaching, right? Crazy. And I was taking a graduate level class on top of it. And myself and many of the other people in my cohort also worked a part time job. Yeah, that's a lot. You got your teaching, you got a part time job, you're also taking classes.
That's a lot.
At 23, like, that's rough. So we were all just exhausted and we wanted to celebrate the end of it. This is so similar to that story. That's so crazy.
Whoa.
And one of my friends decided to post a huge rager at his place.
Nice.
I went, we drank, I had a little of smoke, we played lots of games. It was great. Around the same time, I had started a new medication and I didn't realize it reacted poorly to alcohol.
No.
Way to go, young me.
Oh, no.
As I was playing a game, I started feeling really odd, and I'm known for holding my liquor very well. I've only ever thrown up once from drinking, and this was it.
Oh, God.
I noticed what was happening in my body, so I stood up and I left the game and I headed to the bathroom. I went into my friend's bathroom and I shut the door, and that's when I noticed this was a weird bathroom. There's no toilet. Where's the toilet?
What?
There was a sink and two doors, so I figured one must be a closet and one must be the toilet. So in my confusion and my drunken stupor, I couldn't find the toilet, and I threw up all over this bathroom suite.
No!
Ugh. It was really bad. I grabbed a towel, and I tried to clean it up. I felt so embarrassed, and I didn't want anyone to see me, but sure enough, I wasn't an effective cleaner. And they started to wonder where I went, and they found me in that mess.
Oh, no.
And the party ended because of me.
Oh, no.
They put me in a bathtub and cleaned everything up, and I felt really embarrassed. Picturing that is so funny to me, them walking into the room and her, like, sloppily trying to clean her barf with a towel, like a hand towel. Like, it probably
where was the toilet?
So funny. I think it was behind one of those doors because it was, like, a bathroom suite.
Oh, got it.
So, like, she just couldn't get to it in time and couldn't process in time, like, where it was. But, like, picturing her cleaning that up with a hand towel is so funny.
That's so sad.
At the end of the story. The next morning I woke up and it was just my friend and one other person. And I explained to them, "I am so sorry. I've never done this before. I don't know why I got so sick. I can make it up to you in any way. Can I take you out for breakfast?" And he said, "Sure, take me out for breakfast." So me and the other person and my friend went to breakfast and we had a great time. My friend drove me back to his apartment to get my car, and as we arrived, we bumped into my friend's roommate, and we start small talking, and that's when my friend let it slip that I didn't throw up all over his bathroom. I actually threw up all over his roommate's bathroom.
Oh, no.
So now I'm extra embarrassed, and I felt obligated to make small talk with this guy because she threw up all over his bathroom. She's like, well, now I got to talk to this guy.
So, she's like, what do you think about this weather?
Yeah. So what do you do? Yeah.
This is the girl who barfed in your bathroom.
Yeah.
Bathroom.
You're like, oh, thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks so much. For, I would be like elbowing that person so hard.
Yeah.
So as I'm talking to him, I'm learning a little bit about what he's studying in school. And I ask him where he works. And he says, oh, I work at the mall. And I said, oh, really? What store? He says, blah, blah, blah. And I say, oh, really? Do you know this person? He says, oh, yeah, that's my employee. I'm her boss. And I said, that's my sister. So that's the story of how I ruined a party and threw up all over my friend's roommate's bathroom and also threw up all over my sister's boss's bathroom.
Oh, no, she should have never said that was her sister.
Throwed up drunk again. I know. Isn't that funny?
She should be like, oh, cool. That's a cool job. And then never said.
I know. I would have. I wouldn't have been like, that's my sister that works there. I would have told her later, like, oh, my God, I was at your boss's house and I threw up over his bathroom and I tried to clean up with a towel and then I got through in the party. And blah, blah, blah.
I would have waited till she complained about it and be like, well, guess what? I took care of it.
Yeah.
And then I would say I barfed on his bath in the bathroom.
Barfed all over it.
Probably still some puke somewhere.
Yeah. But isn't that funny?
That is
so random.
Like,
what are the odds? Yeah. It is a small world.
I know. I thought you, I feel like in that Hallmark movie, like in that Hallmark movie where someone barfs all over a bathroom, they get together. Those two get together.
Those two fell in love.
Yeah. The sister's like, she barfed all over my bathroom growing up. Oh, let's write it.
That's it. Let's write it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. This is from, oh my God. Yes.
You got this. You got this. You got this. You got this. You got this.
This is from my mom, actually. My mom wrote me a letter.
Oh, my God. I love that.
And she said, this is a funny story that I'd like to tell. And I knew from that she wanted me to tell it on the podcast. Because she has never heard this. She's never heard this. She doesn't know how to work her phone or any of podcasts. So she's never heard this, but she wanted to contribute.
So no one tell Mary-Kate's mom that she's telling her story.
Don't tell her how to do it. Yeah. No, I asked her. She was like, of course, I would love that. She writes, when Fran and I were toddlers, still in diapers, we were visiting Urbana on a Sunday morning. That's in Ohio.
Urbana?
Urbana, Ohio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where they're from. Aunt Laura, my great aunt, and mom, my grandma, that's my grandma, thought we looked so cute. You're like, yeah, shut up, go. You're like, get to the gross part. Thought we looked so cute in our little white dresses. They put us in a playpen on the front porch where everyone passing by could enjoy us. The house was across from a large Presbyterian church and lots of people were going in and out. They left us there for a bit while they chatted in the living room. Unfortunately, one of us had a dirty diaper and the other one took it off so they could both play with the poop.
Ew.
And sort of painted over their white dresses in their
amazing.
Hair, on their shoes. Can you imagine?
Ugh,
a little
gross.
Poop covered. I mean, back in the day, this is in the 40s.
Little poop gremlins.
Those dresses were ironed, starched.
Oh,
like,
yeah. And everybody took care of what they had because you didn't have as much. And it's like things are special.
Homemade,
and it's like,
maybe?
Yeah, homemade.
Oh, lace, like, I'm picturing. Just
beautiful.
Little bobby socks with some patent leather shoes. Poop everywhere.
Covered.
Hairs, shoes.
For all the churchgoers to see.
Yes. The church let out and people were streaming out and many noticed these two toddlers covered in stuff. So she said stuff. Mom and Aunt Laura heard these concerned voices and came out on the porch to check on things. One of them was said to mutter, oh, Jesus. That's my mom's story.
That's cute.
Hey.
I love it.
I know.
Pretty great.
Back in the days when you could leave your toddlers on the porch in a playpen.
Yeah,
just
maybe
go
no
visit.
One will take them. Let's just see what happens.
Just cute kids.
Fun out there by yourselves.
Yeah.
Playing in your own poo. Have a good time.
Yeah, go play in your own poo. Maybe that's why no one took them.
Play in your own poo.
They're like, let's get those. Oh.
Yeah, they kept themselves safe that
Again,
way.
Again, poop
protection.
Saved their lives.
Protection. Okay. Okay. My last story comes from Emily from the Cup of Joe blog, and she writes,
yay.
In 1999, winter break freshman year of college, my old friend group was home for the holidays. A big group was gathered at someone's childhood home, hanging out in the game room over the garage. Pool table, foosball, the whole deal. Sounds like a good time.
Nice.
Good time in the 90s. A bunch of us were in the hot tub when suddenly everyone abruptly left the room after a guy I'd been having a long-distance flirtation with, over AIM, of course, came to sit in the hot tub. They all left us as a super obvious ploy to leave us alone together.
Make out time.
We laughed it off, but when we heard our friend sneak back upstairs, we played it up and made super fake, loud, hooking up noises. Think exaggerated porn star moans and giggles. Then came a firm knock on the door, and I actually yelled out, "Hold on, I can't find my bikini top." The door burst open, and our friend's dad, I'd known since third grade, angrily bursts in because the hot tub was leaking through the garage ceiling.
Oh, no.
He told us to leave, and there was no way to effectively convince him we had just been joking. My veins still rush with ice when I think about his horrified expression.
Wait, were they totally clothed, right? They were making
porn star moans, right? Like they were doing it. And she's yelled out, "I can't find my bikini top." And this dad that has known her since she was a little BB.
He was ready to kill that guy.
A tiny child. Yeah. The hot tub's leaking. So he's already like, whoa, whoa, whoa. He's probably told the other kids and they're like, oh shit.
Yeah. They're like, duh. Someone should have said, "I'll go turn it off" or something.
But... or like said, "Oh, I'll go tell our friends that are still up there."
But I like that he busted in. He's like, "Look, I'm gonna save her."
And
this is not happening. Horrified. Oh my god.
My sweet little baby angel that has played with my kids since third grade is up here doing the nasty. Doing the nasty with some guy from AIM.
From AIM. Which is, what does that stand for?
AOL
for
the Instant Messenger, remember?
AOL Instant Messenger. No, I knew it, just like for the younger people.
Oh, right. The people
that don't.
This is before you could
Google people. Yeah. Before you even knew who
you had the chat,
you
had the chat message going. You got excited when you heard that little ding, that little door creak open. You got excited.
Oh, right.
That something was going down. And then when you heard that door shut, you were like, "Just kidding." Yeah. Just goodbye.
Did that ever happen to you at a party where people just left the room because they wanted you to make out with someone? It never happened to me.
Not that I can recall, but I feel like I would just take matters into my own hands.
I was always the one being like, "You're going to make out. I got to go watch TV or something."
And I guess I'm the third wheel again.
Call my parents. I got to go home.
Do you have one more?
I do have one more. Okay.
Let's hear it.
I found this on Reddit. Their handle is Search for Coins.
Search for Coins.
And they write, "During a math test in seventh grade, I realized that I had to cough. I took a breath in, and when I went to cough, I didn't. Instead, a loud gunshot fart reverberated off my plastic chair into the room." Just a gunshot fart. "I knew my life in seventh grade was over. I looked around the room ready to be destroyed by my classmates. To my surprise, no one even noticed. Everyone was just working on their tests. It was as if some angel came down from heaven, plugged everybody's ears." That's great. That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? Gunshot fart. And then
maybe it sounded like a clap because maybe it really reverberated and they thought maybe it was a cough.
Maybe they thought his pencil broke.
Maybe he did cough at the same time with the fart and actually mastered the cover up of the cough over the fart.
Yeah.
Maybe he did it.
Or maybe there was a real angel that came down.
Maybe
and was like,
a fart angel.
Children. The fart angel.
You had a fart angel.
The tooth fairy, the Easter bunny, the fart angel.
The fart angel. That's the name of this episode, clearly.
Fart angel.
Love when it just comes. Love that. It.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, please email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, go to our Patreon page. It's listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.